Hey,
Okay,
Vivian.
hello, welcome. It is such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Yes, so I am Deneen. I am from Jerry Reviews Media.
Right.
We are a Black-owned group, predominantly Black women, and we review shows and TV and books and all things. So thank you for joining us today.
Hey, it is my pleasure. As I said, thank you so much.
Yes, so I have a couple of questions for you. I'm going to go ahead and get started, if
All
that's
right.
okay with you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we know you got a diverse career, okay? From film, we got different movies, we got different TV shows. Of course, everybody knows you from New Amsterdam. We talking about The Last Ship. I had the pleasure of watching you in How to Die Alone last year. Great comedy. I know that's probably one of your first comedies that you've done too. So, how has all of these diverse roles prepared you to be Tucker in
Wow.
Grosse Pointe Garden Society?
Oh, what a great question. It's interesting because if we just take the one of the more recent ones, when we have Dr. Reynolds on New Amsterdam, that's a guy who's married to his career, who was serious about his business, and we see a little bit of that in Tucker. And that's a lot of me too. And also regarding How to Die Alone, you're right. That was my first comedy. Still playing more of the straight man element, but I got to have some more comedic moments. And there will be some opportunity for Tucker to have some moments like that too. So I'm glad I got to wet the whistle a little bit there in that experience and bring both of those character traits into Tucker. It's been great.
Yes, you were able to get your feet wet.
Yeah.
I like how you said that. Okay, so thinking about all of these roles and how you said, even playing Tucker, it is parts of you too. What would you say is some of your biggest inspirations when choosing these roles and making sure that they represent you some type of way too?
Yeah, well, what's very important to me as I get older in my career, by the grace of God, I have some options now and sort of pick and choose. And what's important for me, I want to be on something I want to watch, because if you're lucky enough to work, especially starting out, you're going to take what jobs you can get. And I've been blessed to be on a number of shows that I want to watch, but this one, I can't wait every week to see what's going on with these characters. I love the setting. I love the fact that Grosse Pointe in Michigan is a real place that one of our showrunners, Bill Krebs, grew up in. This is sort of kind of where he's from. I think that's so cool, and I'm invested. So for me, definitely a major contributor to whether or not I take a role is, do I want to watch this? Do I feel like people are going to tune in? Will we find it exciting? So yeah.
I love that. That's such a vibe. And I totally feel like the show is giving us that Desperate Housewives vibe, like being out, being somewhere that is more than what you feel like, being a part of something. So
Yeah,
it's
you feel like this
powerful.
community. And speaking of Desperate Housewives, Jenna Banks wrote on that show, and you can tell she's worked that little murder mystery muscle a lot and working it into this show. And the two of them is just such a great combination. It's like it's a dream show. It's really cool.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And then even having that, like you said, murder mystery vibe, what are some of the, would you say, funniest or behind the scene memories that you have so far working on this series?
Oh gosh, let me think of what's fun. Asia cracks me up. I spend most time obviously working with Asia. So we laugh about a lot of stuff. All right. And nothing in particular is coming to mind, but as far as just things that I appreciate and like about being on the set, this cast, that core four. And particularly the three ladies, they're so tight.
Love
And
it.
I saw that. I got to observe and watch these women like sit and talk about everything, in life, and they're just like they're like one. And I was like, damn, that's when I saw that early on, and I'm like, that's so valuable on a show when you have a
Yeah.
cast that's along well and they're actually friends, because you can feel the relationship, like they're actually friends and hang out. So it was cool to see that, just be a fly on the wall and check that out.
I love it. And it makes the chemistry, on the screen so
Yeah.
much better. It's so much more passion. So, and I see that. So I thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I have one more question for you. I'm a mental health therapist by trade, so I have to ask,
Yeah.
how are you able to balance that self-care and that mental health advocacy for yourself, especially being in the limelight so much?
Yeah, well, thank God that we see the world changing and being more open and accepting to the idea of taking care of your mental health.
Yeah.
So there's been so many conversations over the years, especially around the pandemic and post-pandemic. So it's allowed me, one, to have conversations with people and to check in with people. I find myself checking in with people more often than I did in the past and growing up. There's not a taboo on things. Therapy, it's been a few years for me to haven't gone to therapy, but when I first moved to New York, moving into a new city, it was very important for me to try that out, especially as a black man. Well, we don't do that in general, but I think that the world changing and opening up helps a lot. And for me, finding and keeping something that I'm passionate about, work. I'm blessed to be able to work, but I had a long stretch during, well, obviously during the pandemic, but with the strikes,
Yeah.
not working, but knowing that all of my friends, we were all kind of in this together, helped. And for me, like if I'm not on the set, I have to be creating. And I think for me, I'm like, I'm the happiest when I am creating. Like if I can, it could be anything, man. I've been inspired by stories my friends tell me or something funny we see. And I always go, oh damn, that would be funny as a short film, or that would be funny as a thing. And I tell people this all the time as creators and people who want to get into the business. It's like, you don't have to be a writer, but even if you just telling stories to your girlfriends, it's like the way you tell that story that has them laughing or remembering it is that storytelling. So I'm inspired by anything that happens, and as long as I can, like, get on my computer and just type some notes and structure something and keep, creating, that keeps me happy.
Oh, I love that. That just made my heart smile. Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you so much for the interview. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, and I love what you all are doing. I love that you got your hands in everything and book reviews and TV and all of that stuff. Keep that community tight and keep moving forward.
Thank you. You have a blessed one.
You too. All right. Yeah.